With one day left before the vote on new eligibility criteria for Swedish citizenship, the four parties in opposition have now submitted a joint counter-proposal that includes transition rules for pending applications. They want people who filed a citizenship application before the changes or appealed a decision that was made before the changes to be treated in line with the existing rules. However, the governing parties plus the Sweden Democrats have a slim majority in the parliament, and a handful of their MPs would need to vote against party lines for the opposition motion to pass. The construction of SSAB's new steel mill in Luleå has been at a standstill since early April, after around 20 construction workers fell ill. But none of the many gas readings taken at the site in northern Sweden have so far explained what caused them to come down with symptoms like nausea, nosebleeds, and headaches. SSAB says it's taken over 150,000 gas readings, but hasn't yet found anything to explain the illnesses. Nearly 28,000 patients in Sweden had to travel outside their home region for healthcare last year, according to an investigation from Swedish Radio's local P4 channels. Patients had to travel over 10 million kilometres in total to receive care, often from private providers. The Swedish Association of Local Authorities and Regions says the problem comes down to a lack of staff with the right skills. And two teenagers in Borlänge stole a Hesa Fredrik outdoor warning system from a high school to use as speakers on their A-traktorer. Those are the modified cars that can only drive at a max of 30 kilometres per hour, common among teenagers in the Swedish countryside. Thousands of Hesa Fredrik alarm systems are located all around Sweden and are intended to be used during very serious incidents like wars or air raids. The teens have said they didn't know what the sirens were for, and a court that's ruled the incident was a case of sabotage given how important the sirens are to Swedish security has sentenced the pair to youth service. And those were Tuesday's headlines here at Radio Sweden. We'll be back with another podcast same time tomorrow.